another episode of Production Night. I am so excited to be back, and I have my awesome co-host, Jaden. You're back. Oh my gosh, it's been a minute.
I'm back. I'm so excited to be back, and in person, too.
I know, in person. We're sitting in the production room, recording this, face-to-face, masks on. Crazy. It's so weird to think that last time we did this, we were on Zoom.
Seriously. I mean, it's such a blessing to be back. I'm so grateful that we're here, and thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that you are here, and I'm so glad that you can join me, and we're going to make this awesome episode fun. But before we get into that, how are you? We haven't talked in a minute.
I know. I'm doing great. Just being back on campus has been the absolute best. The energy is great. Seeing everyone in person again is great. Being back in the newsroom is amazing. It's just a complete change from being on Zoom, and I like it so much more. I'm having a great time.
Seriously, being back in the newsroom is so crazy. Like, everybody talks to each other more. There's more communication. I felt like when we were on Zoom, there was a little less communication than we have now. So
absolutely. I mean, it was so much harder, I think, to get everyone together and working together on Zoom. But now that we're all here, everyone's hanging out in the newsroom, having a good time. It's awesome.
It is awesome. I'm so glad to see everybody. It's so nice because you go, hey, I'm seeing you in person for the first time.
Right? Seriously. I mean, this might be like the second time that we've actually met in person. I've known you for over a year now.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so weird. But anyway, I'm so glad that we're back in person. I'm so glad that we can do this and that we have the opportunity to record Production Night face to face. Love it. Obviously, if stuff does come up, we will jump right back on Zoom, but let's hope we don't.
Yeah, fingers crossed that we don't need to do that. Yeah, our very first story. We're back on campus and there's already been some protests. There was not a student, but basically had a sign about all the sinners that wouldn't enter heaven, quoted a couple Bible verses. He called out a variety of people from potheads and Muslims to hardcore gamers. So everyone was kind of included in this man's attack, if you will. But it was really cool to see. Students kind of stood up to this guy. I think a couple students ran up to someone who was selling posters on campus. They bought a couple posters, flipped them around, wrote some messages on them. I think one of them was like, hate has no place on this campus. And the other one, get this homophobic scum off my campus. And then there was a group too that came around and played some live music to try and drown out his speech, which was really cool. I mean, you know, obviously everyone has their right to free speech and to say what they want to say, but it was awesome to see students get together so quickly and really kind of stand up to this guy. It was really kind of inspiring.
It really was. I totally agree with you about it being inspiring. Did you walk through it? I remember walking through it and being like, what is going on?
Yeah, I remember seeing a crowd of people and not really being sure what it was. And so I walked up and I asked a couple guys, hey, what's going on? And, you know, they kind of explained what was happening. And then I got a better view of the guy with the sign and everyone else. And yeah, there was quite a crowd for, I want to say, like an hour or two around this guy. It was very interesting.
Oh, definitely. There was a huge crowd. And I remember we got everybody on it, like, who can cover it? Who can go? And everybody had a class. But yes, it was quite a hoopla. But it is really inspiring how many people got together so fast and tried to get this guy off campus.
Guy was definitely a religious guy. I mean, he's got a Bible verse quoted at the very bottom of his sign that he was holding up. I'm not sure where he came from or how he got onto campus. I mean, I think people like that usually want the attention. They want the group around them. So kind of got what he wanted, but at the same time, students definitely stood up for themselves and for their fellow students.
Absolutely, you know, everybody has the right to free speech, and, you know, our campus is open, so people can walk in and off, but you know what, we got together, we got them off, and everything went okay. There was nothing that led up to, like, a fight or anything like that. I'm glad that, like, everybody is safe, and I found that the students playing the trombone in order to attempt to drown out this guy, I thought that was so cool. What a creative way to, like, so everybody can't hear him.
Absolutely, yeah, that was one of the coolest things to me, was how everyone came together to do that kind of thing, place some music and just kind of distract from guy, because like I said, I mean, I think he wants the attention, but having students there that kind of pulled the attention away from him and onto something a little more positive was really, I think, the best way to go about it.
Oh, absolutely. And if you guys want to see footage from it, we have an awesome package made by our multimedia editor, Jane Utig, and Mackenzie Stafford. So if you guys want to go check that out, it's on YouTube, on the DA's page. Trinity, our managing editor, she was the one on the scene, interviewing people and all that. And it's quite a really interesting video. I have seen the edits for it, and I think everybody should go take a look at that and read the article.
All right, but moving on from that, Sarah, you wrote an article this last week about students and faculty and their discussion about some instructors have chosen not to wear a mask, some have chosen to wear a mask. I think it's kind of up to them. The university is leaving it up to them. I've had a little bit of both, some professors that do, some professors that don't. So yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, so my article that was in the Daily Aztec, which before I get into it, was amazing to see in print and in person.
Right?
That was my first article that was in the paper officially, which was really awesome to see. But yes, getting into my story, I talked to a few professors and I talked to a few students on how they feel, because the university did send out an email saying that faculty, teaching assistants, and interpreters who are fully vaccinated, they can remove their facial coverings. And I asked a couple people what they thought about that. Are they okay with that? Is there some? Is there not? And like you said, Jaden, some have expressed that they do wear a mask. Some have expressed that they don't. It's up to them. Somebody who inspired me because of this article was David Cotton. He's one of our professors here for JMS. I don't know if you've had him yet, Jaden.
I did. I think I took a class with him last year over Zoom. Great guy, for sure.
First day I walked into his class, he says, I'm gonna wear a mask because you guys have it. And I was like, wow, I wonder how many other professors feel that way. And so he was telling me that he wants to show everybody he takes it as seriously as we do. Mm-hmm. And some students, like Chanel Yoguez, said, quote, it's optional for them, which I understand, because it's complicated to talk with a face mask. I know it's uncomfortable to wear a mask when you're talking so much, end quote, which is totally true. Because, like, right now, we're talking a lot and our masks are falling off.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's really awesome how some professors who are choosing to wear a mask, I respect it. Those who aren't, I also respect it. Another student, Maria Watson, she told me that she has a professor who doesn't wear a mask, but he keeps his 6 feet of distance, the class is spaced out, so it's in a safe environment for him to do that. And as long as professors are following that, as if they feel the area is safe and the students are far enough back from them, I totally get it. Other teachers, like one that I have, there's so many students in his class, he's splitting it up from in person on one day and Zoom on the other, which is really cool, and I hope that other professors are doing the exact same. And with that, the email in the university said that 94% of students on campus are fully vaccinated, and Watson and another student, Katerina Josenfob, they expressed how confident they are to be back on campus. But again, Yoguez said, I would feel more safe if 100% of students were vaccinated, which I totally agree with her. I totally get it. But 94% is a really good number.
Absolutely.
And it's high enough for everybody to, you know, be around each other. And I've seen a lot of kids wear their masks. I mean, and I have a lot of respect. Outside, maybe not as much, but it's outside, which is understandable. But in class, everybody wears their mask. Everybody's respectful. And I really love that. And also, Cotton, he works at Point Loma Nazarene and the University of San Diego. And he gave us a little insight on what they're doing. And like us, USD is having, you know, a mask mandate where everybody has to wear their mask, vaccination among the students. But Point Loma, students and faculty are not required to be vaccinated, but they do require masks. So it's really interesting to see how other universities are taking this and seeing that we're not the only one. I only hope that good news comes from here and we stay 94% vaccinated and all that good stuff.
Absolutely, absolutely. Have you been to the library recently? Show your little badge on Healthy Connect and everything to get in. Yeah, definitely lots of precautions being taken. I actually have a professor who wears two masks when he teaches, so some of them are very, very careful. I also have professors that don't wear a mask when they teach, but if you come and speak to them, they'll put one on because you're not 6 feet away. So it's a little bit of everything, but for the most part, seems like everyone's following along pretty well and keeping everyone safe, which is nice.
It is really nice, and I'm so glad that they are. And I remember when I was having conversations about this, there was worries about, oh, you know, they say that, but are they really going to do it? So it's really nice to come on campus and see they're actually doing something, and it's actually being taken in effect, and it's actually in people's minds. So that's really nice. Going into that further, besides wearing masks, Jaden, do you want to tell us about the wellness kiosks that are on campus?
Yeah, so our news editor, Caitlin Robinson, she covered the new wellness kiosks. There's about 20 vending machines all throughout campus that dispense self-administered COVID-19 tests. They're about $1 a test, according to an email that went out, but you can also sign in using your school email and mobile number, and then you can get a free credit, actually, and you can get the test completely for free, which is really nice, because those students who aren't vaccinated, they do, I think, have to submit to weekly COVID testing, just to make sure that no one's been, but just to make sure that no one's been exposed to COVID-19 while they're on campus, which is, I think, is really cool. I think the free rapid testing is a really good idea if you're going to require students to get tested every week. As of August 20th, the university has confirmed 15 COVID cases on SDSU's main campus, which, you know, compared to the numbers we were seeing last year, is not too bad. 15 cases in total. It definitely has been worse. 0 COVID cases at the Imperial Valley campus, which is awesome. And all 3 COVID-19 vaccines are still available at Student Health Services. So if you haven't gotten vaccinated yet and you're looking to, check that out. SDSU still requires face masks at the ARC, the Aztec Recreation Center, and all indoor settings regardless of vaccination status. Have you seen any of these vending machines on campus, Sarah?
Yes, I have. I know that there's one by Storm Hall.
Okay.
But I haven't seen any other ones.
I know, I'll be honest, I think I've only seen one or two near the ARC building. But apparently there's 20 all over campus. So.
Well, there you go, everybody. Go on a scavenger hunt. Try to find them.
Exactly. If you can find all 20, we have nothing to give you, but congratulations.
You have the honor of saying you found all 20.
Exactly.
So we'll give you praise for that. But yeah, Jaden, like you said, better than last year, because at SDSU, there was a huge COVID outbreak, which was really scary. So 15 cases is very good. And with 94% people vaccinated, I think that we're heading in the right direction. And let's only hope that we're good from there.
Exactly, yeah.
Stay on track.
Fingers crossed we don't head back online at any point, but we'll see. So far, it seems so good. No problems yet. And yeah, these vending machines should just help even more.
Absolutely.
Which is awesome. A new Ryan Reynolds movie, Free Guy, finally hit movie theaters on August 13th. Sarah, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So moving on from COVID-19, let's talk about a little bit more fun things like Free Guy. So Free Guy hit movie theaters on August 13th, 2021, like you said, and the film grossed 181.6 million worldwide and currently holds an 82% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And when I saw the trailer for this, I thought it was the hilarious thing in the world. I'm a huge fan of Ryan Reynolds, and it's a science fiction action comedy. It's directed by Sean Levy and stars Ryan Reynolds. He's the main character, and Levy has directed many other movies that you might know, from Night at the Museum to Stranger Things, which is really cool to hear because I love Night at the Museum.
Oh, me too. That's an absolute favorite of mine, definitely.
And so Reynolds plays a character named Guy, who, unknown to him, is living in a non-playable character worldwide video game called Free City. And he's average, he wakes up, he goes about his day, the bank gets robbed, nobody questions it, you know. He starts to get suspicious, glasses allow him to see the people's user tags, and over the real world, Free City's creators, they begin to get national attention with news outlets and players wondering how this non-playable character could possibly be taking part in this game. And I'm sure with Ryan Reynolds, it was a blast. And from clips that I've seen online, from spoilers, I know that, like, there's references to other movies, there's references to Marvel. So there's like a little bit of joking in there, and I think Ryan Reynolds' character of Deadpool comes out a little bit from what I've seen. So that's really cool to see. And on top of the action, some of the most famous modern day video gamer streamers such as Ninja and Pokemon is featured throughout the film. These cameos help add another element to the huge amount of press Guy begins to get out in the real world. And it just sounds like a really awesome movie, and a sequel has already been confirmed by Disney. So Guy will have another adventure sometime soon. So that's really exciting to hear. And the writer of this story, Niamh Moore, she gives it a 10 out of 10. So better go see it.
Guess we're gonna go have to see it. Yeah, she also compared it to The Truman Show, The Matrix, Groundhog's Day, all great movies. So I think I'm definitely gonna have to go check it out after that review.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Are you gonna go see it in theaters? That's the question.
I think I will, you know? I think I feel comfortable enough to go in and wear a mask into a movie theater, and I love the movie theater experience. I love paying too much for popcorn and a drink, so I definitely think I'll go check it out in a theater sometime soon.
Me too, me too. Yeah, there's nothing like the experience of going to a movie theater. That surely has been missed because of the pandemic.
Definitely.
But yes, I feel that we're in a time where it is safer to go. So definitely go to the movie theater, check this out, see what's up. I'm definitely gonna go see it. And yeah, so exciting. So exciting. Well, moving on from movies, let's really talk real quick about our awesome music podcast that Ryan and Christina have, and Jason. Ryan and Christina are our editor and assistant editor to Arts and Culture, and Jason is our editor for sports, and they host a music podcast where you can go hear all the music that they've talked about. They talked about Kanye. They talked about all kinds of things. So that's up now, so go check it out. See what's up, and we wanted to give a shout out to them because they've been working so hard, and they just got on the train to record that, and listening to it was really awesome. And with that, talking about Jason, who is on the music podcast, he also wrote something very exciting that happened. Jaden, SDSU football came back.
Football is back. That's right. Not at SDSU, unfortunately. We're 2.5 hours away in Carson, California, but football is back. And the Aztecs won their first game against New Mexico State 28-10. So very exciting. It's a good look for the rest of the season. After missing two games and rushing for 100 yards in the last three games of the 2020 season, Jason writes that senior running back Greg Bell exploded for a career high 165 yards on 20 carries as the Aztecs scored 28 unanswered points in the second half to beat New Mexico State 28-10. So the Aztecs made a bit of a comeback. They were down in the first half and came back, scored 28 points in the second half. Fortunately, I wasn't there to see the game. I couldn't make the 2.5 hour drive, but I wish I was after reading this story, honestly. Head coach Brady Hope was upset about his team's wayward first half mistakes, but he noticed the improvements in the second half, Jason writes. Hope says, in the second half, we had way too many mistakes. We made too many penalties, and we did not have enough discipline in all areas. At the same time, coach Kurt Maddox did a really good job in the second half with changeups. I am proud of our football team. So very exciting for the Aztecs. I actually drove past freshman dorms on game day, and I saw all the big charter buses loading up students in to head to the game. Jason told me that there was some tailgating even out in Carson, which is really exciting because I've missed that like crazy the last few years. But yeah, if you want to hear more about SDSU football and athletics in general, go check out the sports podcast, the Spear Sport Report on Spotify.
Yes, definitely. I'm sure that they will go into more detail than here, but we just wanted to give you a rundown. And hey, it's a big thing that football is back.
Absolutely. It's very huge. Exciting.
It's huge. It's a big thing, especially how much it was missed. And we are in Carson because our stadium is still being built, but hopefully when it's built, we can host the best football games of all time. Recently, I got an email from the university talking about students who, you know, obviously as students, we get free tickets to go there. They're offering bus rides to Carson City to go see the game. So there's a lot of opportunities to go see the game. Obviously, Jason was talking about how he went and got a hotel room up there. Mm-hmm. So make it a weekend trip and go up to Carson City and have fun. But I'm so glad that football is back. I'm so glad that we won. And I'm so glad that, you know, they went through it and they saw what they needed to do and they got the job done and we won. Like, what is great to have something already on our belt? We already have a win under our belt.
Absolutely. And we're exactly a year away from the stadium being built. They said September 2022. So
wow,
we're almost there. We just got 1 year left.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. And lastly, on the podcast, we are going to do our story of the featured opinion of the week. And this was written by our opinion editor, Aaliyah Alexander, about ways to overcome homesick. Now, a lot of students on campus, they are not home. You know, San Diego is not their home. Are you from here, Jaden?
I'm from the Bay Area, actually, Northern California.
Okay, so you also feel this.
A little bit. I mean, I'm not too far from home. Nice little 8-hour drive, but definitely not as far as those students that live, you know, halfway across the country now moving to San Diego.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, in a way, it's a rite of passage, you know, parent or guardian sees their child off to college, leaving home for the first time, staying in a dorm, or getting their own apartment, and some kids miss the luxury of going home and having home-cooked meals or seeing friends from high school, and instead they have to start from scratch and create a new home while growing a little independent. And so a lot of students talked about their experience and overcoming homesickness, and Aaliyah gave us a couple of tips and tricks that might help students, like surround yourself with pictures. She says that pictures of loved ones hung around your dorm room or maybe your apartment is a great way to be reminded of them, and take time to develop photos and put them in frames. And don't hold back, because the more pictures you have, the merrier and the comfortable you'll feel. And she says, cry. Let it out. It's all good. She shared that in an interview, conscious living influencer Roddy DeVeluca Shetty shared her experience with leaving her family in England. And she said that helped her get through the transition of moving to New York was crying. And I mean, Aaliyah puts out on the bottom, how many times have you felt after a good cry? Like, honestly. Right?
Sometimes you just gotta let it all out. It's totally fair. Definitely not the first to cry in a college dorm.
No. She also recommends spend time with your new college buddies, FaceTime your family, and create a routine. You know, since classes are in session, it's a little easier. So when you have places to be and people to see and things to do, the thoughts of missing home rarely coming up. And so going off to college and having our coming of age main character moment is something many more of us have been dreaming of since we can remember, and not to let homesickness take up too much. And it is very important, you know? I mean, you have to show independence eventually. You know, you can't live with your parents forever, sadly enough. But she quotes at the end, author John Green said it best in his book Paper Towns: it is so hard to leave until you leave, and then it's the easiest goddamn thing in the world. Which makes sense in a way, because once you do have a routine down, and once, you know, you've established independence and stuff, it's like hard to remember a time when you're like, oh yeah, I used to live at home and I used to live with my parents. So absolutely, well said John Green. And what a great article from Aaliyah. I love it. I loved reading it. It was really great, and I found it to be so helpful. I hope that whoever is experiencing homesickness might read this and feel a little bit better, because I feel that these are great tips and tricks for anybody.
Absolutely. Super great advice from Aaliyah. That was awesome. So that is all we have for this week. Thank you so much for joining us on production night. Sarah, thank you so much for having me on. I love doing this every time. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jaden, for joining us. I'm so glad that you were able to come with me on the podcast. It's so nice to have you here. It's so nice to, you know, hear your voice on the podcast again after such a long while. So it's a nice little homecoming back to something that you were part of the start in the first place, right?
Yeah, I think I was on like the first or second episode over Zoom, and then kind of took a step back. I mean, you've been doing an incredible job, our very own podcast editor right here. But yeah, I'm so happy to be back, and I'm sure you'll be hearing more of me in the
Absolutely.
Coming months.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're not going anywhere, Jaden. You'll be back.
Absolutely.
But of course, we're going to let everybody take their turns, and everybody. So you're going to hear a whole bunch of different voices on the podcast, but it's going to be great because we're going to try to introduce names to the faces, and it's going to be a fun time. So I'm very excited how this podcast turns out. It's going to be great, but for all we have to say this week, that's it. So please stay safe, take care of yourself, and we will see you guys next week on another episode of Production Night. Bye, everybody.
Bye.